And I was told to affirm you today, or reaffirm you today, that your prayers has made and will always make a difference. I will repeat it. Your prayers has made and will always make a difference. Amen. Brother Harry, may I have James chapter 5, verse 16, first on the New Living Translation, please. Remember this. This year is coming to an end. James 5, 16. Remember this. This year is coming to an end. You may look back and you don't see much. I've prayed so much and nothing happened. Well, let me tell you this. A lot of things happened. Your prayer made a difference on the lives of people that you will know only when you get to heaven. Your prayers will always make a difference on the life of those around you and in your own life. Listen to this. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that the earnest prayer of a righteous person. Wake up! Let's read it again. The earnest prayer of a righteous person reach out to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, your prayers has not only great power, but produces wonderful results. Your prayers has great power and produces wonderful results. Amen. Tell her that. Amen. Has great power and produces wonderful results. God wants you to be reaffirmed this morning that no prayer that you made went out on a limb. God heard each one of them. Some results was seen to the eyes, but there are results that you only know when you get to heaven. I was walking into a place, and this young lady came to me and said, Pastor Paul. I said, yes. How are you? Blessed and highly favored. Do you know me? I said, nope. She said, when I was 5 years old, you used to come, you and your wife and the kids, to take us to go to the meetings that you had. I always loved to go, the singing, and you guys were like a kind of happy people. But her parents were Hindus, and they end up pulling her out of the gathering. We never gave up praying for that child. We left. 30 years later, we met her. She says, my parents made me marry a Hindu punk. He was a drunkard, a womanizer, a woman abuser. And I told him to go fishing in a lake full of piranhas. Then I met Jesus. Those prayers that you guys did over the little kids never went away from my mind. And she says, on the very difficult moments of my life, those prayers would come back, and during divorce time, I needed some kind of assurance. She says, and I ran to Jesus. She's serving the Lord for the last 8 years. Your prayers may not have an automatic instant result that you may see, but you don't know what God will do. Doesn't He say that my word shall not come back to me void? Doesn't it say so? Now it says that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power. Now it's not any mumble jumble prayer. Oh God, hallelujah. You may say, how do you know that's in earnest? That's more like a show. Get down to business. Get down to business. Just speak the word in a prayer. Pray like you mean it. I pray for somebody this morning, and when I was praying, I felt virtue coming out of my body. That man is healed. Folks, God wants you to remember today. God wants me to reaffirm you that your prayers have made and will always make a difference. Because your prayer carries power and produces wonderful results. Say amen. Anything else, preacher? I want to find the right way to say this here because I don't want to break. There is an anointing in this room here right now. Amen. Yes. And please turn off that phone. It's Jesus time. Amen. Many times we've been mistakenly taught that God will answer our prayers only at a certain time. Often I get phone calls in here, somebody in distress, and I say, well, I'm waiting until the evening comes so I can go and pray. What? Is your difficulty waiting until evening? No. So why do you have to wait until evening come to pray? Come on. Well, the last thing I want to tell you today, to wrap up this year, God wants you to know that He is on duty call 24/7. Yes. God is on duty 24/7. It doesn't matter how early, how late, how soon the trouble came. Operators are 24/7 in heaven waiting for your call to connect you to your God. Amen. Prove it, I will. Brother Harry, may I have Psalms 55:17 on the same translation? God is on call 24/7. Read it with me. Morning, noon, and night. And what happened? Come on, tell somebody, God is on duty 24/7. Anytime you call upon your God, if it's morning, He's there to listen to you. If it's noon, He's there to answer your prayer. If it's night, He's still there. Your prayers will have some powerful effects. Because the God that you serve is on duty 24 hours. Don't be distressed. And if distress comes trying to take you off, stare at the problem on the eye. You loser, I submit to God and I resist to you. Back off. Back off in the name of Jesus. Back off in the name of Jesus. Your God is on duty 24/7, morning, noon, night. He will always listen to your cry when you call upon Him. Amen? I was told to bring a statement. I'm working on something. And I was really disgusted. Why am I going to bring this if I haven't finished this yet? So I was told to stop fussing about this and read this with you to wrap up the service. I'm going to read a few confessions right now to close the year. And I want to challenge you now to agree with me. Amen. And make this your prayer. Amen. Can we do that?
Yes.
Say with me, Jesus is the Lord of my life.
Jesus
is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease
have no power over me.
I am forgiven.
I'm free from sin and guilt.
I am dead to sin
and alive unto righteousness.
Therefore,
sickness has no power over me.
Say with me. Jesus bore my sins
in
his body
on the tree.
Therefore,
I am dead to sin
and alive unto God.
And by his stripes,
I am healed
and made whole.
Therefore,
sickness and disease
have no power over me.
I'm free from unforgiveness.
And I am free from strife.
I forgive others.
As Christ has forgiven me.
For the love of God.
Is shed abroad.
In my heart by the Holy Spirit.
Therefore,
sickness and disease
have no power over me.
In Jesus' name,
amen. May God give you a powerful new year.
Thank you.